Scary Stories
from a Cat in the Dark.
Hello and welcome to Scary Stories from a Cat in the Dark. My name is Jordan D. White, and I am here to introduce my good friend and, in a way, my son, Scape White the Cat. Scape!
Hey, everybody! Don't get ready to be scared, because this is going to be a really scary one. This one has a really good twist, so get ready.
Right, it does. It does have a twist. So, what we're telling today is part 4 of Herbert West Reanimator, if you recall. We do have with us the inner psyche of Ptolemy to tell what happened on the previous episode of Herbert West Reanimator. So let me turn it over to Ptolemy here. Long story, psychic connection. Point is, let's let him tell us what happened.
Once upon a time, there was a man named Herbert West. He was a reanimator, and he's not the narrator of the story. There's another narrator of the story, actually, who is telling the story about his friend Herbert West, reanimator. And Herbert West apparently shoots guns 6 times, which is highly unusual. So he was obsessed with bringing the dead back to life from death, and perhaps someday he will bring dogs back to life. Dead dogs, that is.
No, he won't.
Well, he might. You never knew. So he has these experiments where he finds fresh dead bodies, and he sticks a needle in them with some sort of juice, apparently, and it brings them back to life. Or maybe it doesn't bring them back to life. He tries to bring them back to life. And the thing is, sometimes it takes longer than he thinks, so the thing ends up coming back to life later, the thing being a dead body. For instance, the freshest one he had gotten was a fighter, a boxer, who had died, and he, you know, put the juice in, and it didn't seem to come back, but it did come back, and apparently ate a child. And then he had to shoot it 6 times. That's where the gun shooting thing comes in. And again, you say that he might not bring dogs back to life, but he might bring dogs back to life, and that is what I'm really holding out hope for.
No, there's not any dogs. There's no dogs in this story. Can we get over the dogs?
I don't think I will ever get over the dogs. I don't think I will ever get over having killed the wolf.
Dad, can we get him out of here?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Ptolemy. I'm sorry. We're just going to have to let you go.
Okay. Goodbye.
Goodbye, goodbye. It's good to have you. So, in honor of the anniversary of Khrushchev banging his shoe, we do have our good Russian friend, Dr. Nektori Stelov. Dr. Stelov.
Hello, everyone. It is good to be here. I am a very big fan of science, so it is good to hear about Reanimator, because my understanding is he's a doctor, and I am a doctor, so perhaps I can learn things from Dr. Herbert West.
Well, we'll see. Are you ready for the story now? I'm going to start.
Okay, go ahead.
Herbert West, Reanimator, by H.P. Lovecraft. Part 4, The Scream of the Dead. Okay, so like once upon a time, hearing the scream of a dead man scares me because Herbert West... Now, I know you're probably thinking, well, you were scared of a dead guy screaming. That's understandable because dead guy shouldn't be screaming. That's how it... No, that wasn't the big deal. Because I've heard lots of dead guys scream, basically. No, I was scared because of something else. So, you see. So, like Ptolemy said, yeah, I was like... a friend of Herbert West. Herbert West was a dude. I was his assistant. And he was obsessed with trying to bring dead guys back to life. And that's cool. And that, in order to do that, he had to find fresh dead bodies. And that's cool. That's why we had a house near the cemetery. It's okay. It's all good. So far, though, we had not ever had true success because it was like one time we put the juice in and the guy was like, "Aah!" And one time we put it in and he tried to kill us. And one time, you know, and one time the guy did Halsey had to get put into a mental hospital because after he was dead, so. But we really wanted it to work totally, so the dude was just like, "Oh, thanks for saving me. I'll be on my way." That's what we ideally wanted.
That is understandable. In all of my practice of science, I am able to only find a few ways to bring something back from the dead, and mostly it is not with juice.
Well, I say juice, but I mean, like, you know, a shot.
You're shooting dead people?
No. Like a needle.
It would be very needle to bring dead people back to life.
No, and like a... I'm going to give you a shot with a needle.
Oh, like it injects?
Yes, that's what it is. Yes, injection. So he's like, "I got injection." Anyway, look, we started doing this in medical school and, you know, like I said, all different results, including that boxer who ate a kid and he had to shoot him, and that's, you know, all sorts of stuff. So it never really worked out for us. But it was in July of 1910, I think, when we first started to really get a bit of luck with the specimens. So what happened was, I was away in Illinois visiting my family, okay?
You're from Illinois? I thought you were from Binghamton.
Well, yeah, in real life, but I also don't know who my family is. My family just lives with me.
So then what were you doing in Illinois?
No, it's... nobody understands stories. It was a story. The character of me. is in Illinois, visiting family. But when I got back to Bolton, where we lived, with me and Herbert West, he was like, I am happy. And I was like, hey, what's up? And he was like, dude, I got us the best body. Here's what I did. So, this is Herbert West talking. So I totally invented this, like, super awesome embalming fluid that makes it so that we can totally have a fresh sample. And I was like, well, tell you what, that doesn't make any sense, because embalming fluid, you put in the dead guy, that means he's already dead. So, if we get the dead guy early enough that the embalming fluid makes him okay, then how are we, then why don't we just bring him back then? We're like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it can't make him any fresher. And he was like, yeah, don't worry about it. Like, I've just counted on fate. And I was like, okay. And he was like, well, don't worry about it because, like I said, I've already got the body. And I've been saving it with the special embalming fluids for when you get back, so that once you are back, we could bring it back to life like we always do together. And I was like, oh, okay. How did that happen? And he was like, well, I'll tell you. There was this guy. He was like a healthy looking guy, okay? A well-dressed stranger. And he got off the train in Bolton, and he was walking into town, and he stopped at the house, and he was like, hey, which way is it to the factory? I'm just a guy who is hanging out in Bolton, who has no family to speak of, and who nobody is expecting to come to Bolton, so nobody knows I'm here, but I was just wondering if you had directions. And then his heart started, like, palpitating for, because he had a weak heart, it turns out, and he died. And he just died, right? Just like that. And I was like, oh, that's crazy, Herbert. And Herbert was like, yeah. And so then I just went, shooker, put in the special embalming fluid right away. And now he's basically, like, he just died. Basically. That's as if he just died.
It's very strange that this guy would be saying all these things about not having anybody expecting him. I mean, it's very convenient for Herbert West, because then he says that way he will not be able to get in trouble if he's found holding this dead body.
Oh, yeah, I know, totally.
I must say, it's fortunate that he died, too. Like, if he had just been like, oh, I have no friends and no one is expecting me, and then he just walked away, I'm sure Herbert West would have been like, oh, if only that guy had died, you know?
Well, yeah. Probably, because that's true. But it did die. And I was like, well, Herbert West, here's the thing. If he's got a weak heart, it might screw up the experiment anyway. And Herbert was like, whatever, don't worry about it. It's fine. Don't worry about it, okay? And I was like, all right.
But if he has a weak heart, as you said, that would make the experiment go wrong. He might not be able to come back to life. Really, anything that kills someone is still going to be a problem when they come back to life. If he has a weak heart, his heart will be damaged. If he's, you know, poisoned, he would still have poison in his system. If he is stabbed through the heart, he would still have a stab in the heart. How would you be able to bring someone back to life ever? What circumstance would you be able to bring someone back to life in?
I don't really know. But look, it's just it's a solution that makes it so you come back to life. So you come back no matter what.
Yes, but in what situation would it be good to use it? They will always not be fresh. They will always have a reason to have died.
Well, look, that's this guy, Herbert West, said he died of heart, weak heart, so. But then he said, don't worry about it, so.
That does not make any sense.
Well, don't worry about it. You don't worry about it, too. Just like I won't worry about it, and you don't worry about it, okay?
All right.
So, on July 18th, 1910, okay, Herbert West and I were in the laboratory doing, like, a thing. And there's the body sitting there with the special embalming fluid that he did, and I'm like, whoa, that body is fresh. Like, are you sure it's dead, Herbert West? Because it looks like not even dead. And Herbert West was like, dude, it's dead. You know it has to be dead before I put the solution in, right? Because remember, solution doesn't work if it's not dead. If there's any bit of aliveness, it doesn't work. And I was like, yeah, that's true, okay. And he was like, okay, cool. So let me put in the, now I'm going to put in an injection of, like, the stop the embalming fluid potion, okay? And so he puts that in.
Oh, stop. Actually, that is also a good point. If there's embalming fluid put in the body, how will it be able to come back to life?
Well, it's a special, first of all, special embalming fluid. And second of all, he's using the turn off embalming fluid thing now.
I do not understand. In what way does it turn off the embalming fluid? When you put in the embalming fluid, you take out all the blood and things like that.
It's a special new kind, okay? Special new kind. It's beyond your ability to fathom the deadliest sciences, okay? He's a genius. He invents new stuff that you don't think of. That's the whole point.
Well, I do suppose that is the point of being a scientist, to invent things. If he's studying death and bringing people back to life, he better be inventing new things, or else why is it the point?
Right, right. So he puts in the embalming off fluid, okay? And I could tell that stopping the embalming fluid didn't work because the body started to twitch a little bit, right? Twitch. I was like, oh, so it's working. But that's not the coming back to life fluid. And then Herbert was like, oh, hold on. And he puts a pillow over the body and he's like, I just gotta do this. And the body, he puts it over the body's head and the body's like, jiggle, jiggle, jiggle. And after a minute, it stops moving and he's like, okay, we're all good. Let me double check. Just a perfunctory test to see if it's dead. Oh, yeah, it's dead. It's dead. No, I mean, it always was, right? But I just wanted to do the safety, the safeguard. Gotta make sure, you know. And I was like, okay. So then he put in the new elixir, the new juice that we had worked all afternoon on because it was like, he was like, we gotta get it exactly right. This is a big deal. We put it in, and then I was like, oh, gosh, this is gonna work. Now, let me tell you. Herbert West doesn't believe in the soul, and he doesn't believe in heaven and hell, and he doesn't believe in afterlife. He's like, no, this is it. That's why I'm just going to make it so you come back from the dead, because there's nothing afterwards.
That is very interesting. The flashback has actually been to the afterlife, so I actually believe in the afterlife.
Well, yeah, but I prayed a member of the flashback. They're not real. So,
what?
Don't worry about it. The point is, Herbert West is like, there's none of those things. Now, I was kind of like, well, I basically agree that there's no soul and stuff, but you never know, and I was raised kind of to believe in it, so maybe I'll just check. So I was like, I will ask this guy when he comes back from the dead. I will be like, so, tell me about it, you know. And so that's what I was thinking. After a few seconds, after we put in the juice, he started twitching. And I was like, whoa, what's going on? I guess it's working.
No, but hold on. What is about flashback is not real?
No. Because I'm saying the dead body was coming back from the dead. So that's a big deal.
Yes.
So he was like moving around and kind of twitching. And Herbert West was like nodding like, oh, yes. And all of a sudden he opened his eyes and he seemed to know what was going on. And so I leaned over really quick. So I could be like, hey, tell me about everything. What's going on? I don't know exactly what I asked him, but I was trying to ask him about, the other side. And all I know for sure is that I ended by saying, where have you been? And he was like, he moved his lips as though he was saying, only now. Which I don't know why he said that. But still, I was like, holy crap, we brought this guy back from the dead, and he could basically almost talk.
Well, when the flashback comes back from the dead, they can completely talk.
Well, again, that's a show, so that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about this story. This was in 1910. That was a long time ago.
Well, yes, I suppose that is true.
It is very true. So I was like, okay, wow, this is amazing. And if I had any doubt that it was totally successful, it went away in a sec, because what happened next was, totally proved that it worked. What happened was, there was the dead guy, but he was not dead anymore because of the juice, and I could see in his eyes that he was conscious, and that he was having the memory of his last seconds on Earth before he died. Like, holy crap. And he jumped up, and before he died to be nothing again a second later, the only thing he yelled out was, help! Get off of me with that syringe, you crazy bastard! Bruh, keep away from me! No needles! And then he died. The end.
Oh, that's horrifying.
Well, yeah, that's definitely scary.
Herbert West killed that man.
Well, no. Herbert West brought that guy back to the life.
No, but he killed him first.
No, he died of heart attack. Weak heart.
No, Scabby, no. He died. Herbert West did not kill that man until he suffocated him with the pillow in the earlier scene of the story.
No. He was just doing something with the pillow.
Well, yes, what he was doing with the pillow was killing the man.
No. The guy died, and he was keeping him alive with embalming. keeping. He wasn't keeping them alive. He was keeping them fresh with embalming fluid.
No, Skippy, no. Herbert West was lying to you. That was not true.
What do you mean?
He took this man, and he was keeping him sedated and alive in some sort of medically induced coma. And then he suffocated the man, so the man died right there in front of you. Then he brought him back to life a moment after he died.
I don't think that is the case. I don't think that is the case.
No, that is why he said, keep away from me with the needle, because when the man came to his house and said, I have no friends and I have no family, Herbert West came after him with a needle and made him pass out. And that was the last thing he remembered before he was dead.
No! No, he said that because needles are scary. That's the scary moral.
What?
The scary moral is needles are scary. They can poke you.
Yes, but the needle is what he uses to bring people back from the dead. So if bringing people back from the dead is a good thing, then the needles are not a bad thing.
No, doctor, no. You don't understand scary story either. What happened was this guy died of weak heart failure. And then Herbert West brought him back from the dead, period.
Oh, I really do not think you understood this story.
I told the story! I understand the story I told! How dare you!
I'm not trying to make you upset, but it seems clear to me that that's not the case.
It is totally the case! That's my dad. Dad, what do you think? Did Herbert West kill the guy?
Yeah, clearly.
Where are you both from? So you both don't understand stories? That doesn't make me any worse. That makes you both any worse. I don't want to hear about this. He killed him because he's a scientist.
Yeah, but he's a scientist, but he's slipping into, like, the dark side.
No! He's slipping into the I'm going to bring people back from the dead side.
That seems relatively accurate. I just don't know that that's necessarily the good side.
That is the good side! You're stupid, both of you!
Oh, that is not very nice of you to say, Skippy.
Yeah, I mean, he's a guest, and I'm, you know, your father, and you can't talk to me that way either, so I think you should apologize.
Well, I think you should apologize first. Did you think of that?
Well, no, because I don't think we owe you an apology.
You disrespect my story!
No, we just tried to correct your story.
Same thing!
All right, Skippy, we're sorry. We're sorry we disrespected your story.
Are you speaking for me, then?
Well, yeah, okay.
Well, thank you. Apology accepted.
Did you want to apologize too?
Oh, well, sorry.
Okay, well, I guess accepted as well.
Yes, accepted.
All right, well, thank you for that. And Dr. Steloff, will you be back next time to tell the story to the next person?
Yes, I suppose so, yes. But I will probably try to tell it right.
Yeah, tell it right my way.
Yes, that's fine. We'll work it out. We'll work it out then. For now, I guess we're just going to say goodbye, right, Skippy?
Yes. Come back soon for part 5. More needles. Scary.